This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Guys, happy Monday. I hope you had an amazing weekend. And now, today is April 8th, 2024. And we have a brand new week of Bringlese Daily podcast. So let's begin with the translation challenge. And today's sentence has a difficult auxiliary verb. It's the forse auxiliary verb. So good luck. And the sentence is, forse è crollato il ponte, ma la nostra persistenza no. Let me read that one more time. Forse è crollato il ponte, ma la nostra persistenza no. So take a few seconds to think about that sentence. Using an auxiliary verb, how would you say that sentence in English? Try not to use the word maybe. And speaking of that sentence, let's begin today's one big thing. So, you heard the translation challenge. I was talking about a bridge. Crollare, in English, we say to collapse. So I think you know what I'm about to say. Unfortunately, a few days before recording this podcast, a very important and famous and historic bridge in the United States collapsed. The bridge's name is the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and it was in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. This bridge was constructed 52 years ago, back in 1972. So it had a very long life, and everything was working completely fine. Unfortunately, this bridge no longer exists because just a few days ago, on March 26th, the bridge collapsed. And it didn't just collapse randomly. Something specific actually happened. So let me tell you what happened. There is a very big container ship called the MV Dolly. That is the name of this huge ship, and it is from Singapore. And even though it's from Singapore, it had traveled to Panama. After Panama, it went to New York, and that was on March 19th. So then it started going south, and it went to Virginia. And after Virginia, its next destination was Baltimore, and it was supposed to arrive on March 23rd. That's when the disaster happened. While entering Baltimore, the Dolly ship bumped into the bridge. And when a massive ship bumps into a bridge, what do you expect? All it takes is one pillar, one column to fall, and then the rest of the bridge will fall as well. And that's exactly what happened in this case. There's a video of the bridge collapse, and it didn't all collapse simultaneously. It slowly collapsed over the course of probably 60 seconds. And at first, it started crumbling, and then another column started to fall, and then another, and another, and another. And yes, unfortunately, the bridge did collapse. As of now, as of the day I'm recording this, at least 6 people have died. Some people were saved as well. And if we really want to be optimistic, the good news is that the collapse happened at 1:30 a.m. This is a very busy bridge. It was a very busy bridge. So the fact that it happened at 1:30 a.m. is probably a good thing because, of course, at that time of night, fewer people are obviously on the street. So even though a very important, commonly used bridge collapsed, we can say, luckily, even though, of course, there's no luck here, but luckily, only 6 people have died so far that we know of. Again, this story is still undergoing. This story is not just complete, you know? So many things are happening, many things are changing. And let me just add one final detail about this story. If you remember, the name of this bridge was the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Francis Scott Key, you probably don't know him, but he is the man who wrote the national anthem of the United States. So, oh, say, can you see? Do you guys know the national anthem of the United States? That song was written by Francis Scott Key, and this bridge's name was the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's funny, but also concerning that I heard someone talking about this collapse, and he said, the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed, and is that a metaphor for the United States? The man who wrote the national anthem, his bridge collapsed. Does that mean the United States is collapsing as well? I thought that was an interesting comparison. But nonetheless, I'm sure most of you guys have heard of this story already. And at the time of recording it, it is a very fresh and new story. But with all of that being said, let's switch over to today's question of the day. And it is a relevant question to today's one big thing. The question is, what event from your past can you still remember clearly today? And of course, I'm 30 years old, so of course there are many events from my past that I can still clearly remember. The most obvious and probably the oldest was the Twin Tower attacks on September 11th, 2001. I was only 8 years old. I remember I was in my 3rd grade at elementary school, and it happened very early in the morning. So when I woke up, it had already happened. My mom came into my room and she told me to turn on the TV, and we kind of sat there and we kind of watched the story, obviously feeling shocked. I was only 8 years old. I didn't fully understand what was going on. No one understood what was going on, but even though I was only 8 years old, I still have a pretty clear memory of that day. Later on, I went to school. It was a weird day at school. There was a very weird vibe in the air. Everyone felt strange. And I remember after being at school for only a few hours, at a certain point, my 3rd grade teacher was reading a book to the class. And the principal of the school walked into the classroom and he said, guys, pack up your bags, get your things, and you're gonna go back home. This day is over. So even though, yes, we went to school, we were at school for a couple hours, the day ended early and the principal sent all the children back home. So I probably went back home at 11 a.m. We did not finish the school day. It was just a national emergency for everyone, and obviously the protocol was to be as safe as possible. So everyone went home. No one was on the streets. It was just an empty day, and it was a very powerful and obviously tragic day as well. That's probably my oldest memory, honestly. I don't have any clear memories of days before that. So even though it's an obvious answer, that is definitely the strongest event and the oldest event that I still have a clear memory of today. But I gotta be honest, guys. That's two sad things in a row today. Sorry to add some sadness into your morning. That was not my intention. It's just that inevitably, when I make episodes every day, sometimes we have to talk about some more serious events that happen in the world. Our world is not perfect. It's okay if sometimes we talk about more serious events. Yes, today's one big thing was very sad. Today's question of the day had a sad answer as well. But despite that, thank you guys for listening, and let's finish the episode with the answer to the translation challenge. So let me remind you that today's sentence was, forse è crollato il ponte, ma la nostra persistenza no. This sentence is optimistic. Forse è crollato il ponte, ma la nostra persistenza no. Guys, let me take a quick second to just remind you that if you like my podcast, then I truly believe you would like Bringlese Academy as well. And in the Academy, there's a premium version of the podcast with a couple extra translation challenges. There's the transcription of the text, of the audio that I'm saying, so you can read while you listen. It's really useful, and I think you would like it if you enjoy the podcast. So you can check it out at bringlese.com. Anyway, the answer to today's translation challenge is, the bridge may have collapsed, but our persistence didn't. Difficult sentence. Forse è crollato il ponte. The subject is the bridge. The bridge may or might have collapsed, but our persistence didn't. And the sentence ends after didn't. You don't have to repeat the verb collapse again. The bridge may have collapsed, but our persistence didn't. And that is an optimistic ending to kind of a sad episode. But we do have more episodes this week, and the next one is tomorrow morning. So guys, you can join me again in 24 hours. And I promise tomorrow's episode is not going to be a sad topic. I think it's interesting. I'm looking forward to that episode. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Peace.